This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Pergamum was one of the seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. In Revelation or Apocalypse 2:12-13, we read, quote, "And to the angel of the church of Pergamum write, These things saith he that hath the sharp two-edged sword, I know where thou dwellest, where the seat of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful witness, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth." End quote. Why does Jesus Christ say that Pergamum is the seat of Satan, the place where Satan dwells? There are two reasons. First, the book of Revelation was written to the seven churches of Asia, all of which were part of the Roman Empire at the time, in what is modern-day Turkey. In the first century, when St. John wrote Revelation, Asia was on the cutting edge of the imperial cult, the worship of the emperor. Each city addressed by St. John in Revelation had an imperial temple that was connected with the imperial cult. Many of them had imperial altars and imperial priests. And out of all of Asia, the city of Pergamum was the epicenter of emperor worship. Quote, "We know emperor worship was prevalent here. Indeed, it, Pergamum, had such a temple since 29 BC, and the city had become the center of emperor worship for the entire region. The temple in Pergamum was the meeting place of the provincial assembly of Asia, and where decrees and letters from Rome would be read out." End quote. Ben Witherington, Revelation, page 24 and page 102. So the decrees from the emperor in Rome, which required the imperial cult, would be read out and executed for the province of Asia by the assembly in Pergamum. It was thus from Pergamum that emperor worship would flow to the rest of the Asian province, to the very cities Jesus Christ and St. John are addressing in the book of Revelation. The emperor Domitian, near the end of the first century, claimed to be Dominus et Deus, Lord and God. This was a clear contrast to the truth proclaimed by the Apostle St. Thomas in John 20:28, when he declared that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my God. The true Lord and God versus the false Lord and God is the theme we are presented with in Revelation. In various parts of the book of Revelation, we are given the indication that the emperors in Rome, who assumed divine honors, are the antithesis to Christ, the one and only divine emperor. It's very interesting that Pergamum had, quote, "even organized a choral association whose sole function was to sing hymns to Augustus as a god in the temple precincts," end quote. Ben Witherington, Revelation, page 193. Singing hymns to the emperor as a god is quite a contrast to the saints singing hymns to Christ, the Lamb, as we read in Revelation 5:12, 15:3, and other passages. Jesus Christ was clearly warning the earliest Christians about emperor worship, but Revelation 13 suggests that the final deception and the beasts of the end times also involve a reconstituted form of emperor worship. We are given this indication by verses such as Revelation 13:15, which tells us that whoever does not worship the image of the beast will be slain. The language of worshiping the image of the beast alludes to the cult of the emperor. For how we think this reconstituted emperor worship is being stunningly fulfilled in our own day, please consult our video, Is the World About to End? But in addition to Pergamum being Asia's epicenter for emperor worship, there's a second reason for Jesus Christ's proclamation that Pergamum is the seat or throne of Satan. At the very top of Pergamum's Acropolis, there was a huge, world-famous altar to Zeus, quote, the Savior. To the Greeks, Zeus was the father of the gods, the king of the pantheon. But we know that the gods of the heathens are all devils. See Psalm 95:5, 1 Corinthians 10:20. Zeus, therefore, as the father of the gods, was actually the father of lies, the head devil, Satan himself, and his huge throne sat atop Pergamum. Pergamum was thus truly the seat of Satan, just as the Spirit saith to the churches. Pergamum also had a healing center called the Asclepion, dedicated to the healing god Asclepios. who is depicted with a serpent around his staff. Asclepios is sometimes described as a serpent god. At this dark place, the Asclepion, dedicated to Asclepios, physical contact with serpents was believed to be restorative and divine. So, in ancient Pergamum, we see the confluence of numerous forms of worship, all of which emanate from and lead back to Satan. We see the worship of Satan in the form of Zeus, the worship of Satan in the form of the serpent, and the worship of man in the place of Jesus Christ via the worship of the emperor, which is the religion of Antichrist. There was no conflict, no competition between these various forms of worship. No, in the place where Satan dwelt, they all coexisted satisfactorily, for all of those rivers of worship streamed forth from Satan and flowed back to him. All of the gods of the heathens are truly devils. Whether one worships Zeus, Asclepios, or the emperor, one is worshiping Satan. This truth applies to the various forms of false religion in our day. Those who do not worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the only true God, are worshiping according to Satan's design. Those who do not follow and embrace the Catholic faith, the one faith of Christ, are trapped in the enemy's web. Whether someone is following Hinduism or Buddhism, animism or Freemasonry, or some other false or heretical religion, he is following Satan's program. There is only one divine emperor. There is only one true God. And there is no salvation outside of him or his one true faith. That's what the Spirit was saying to the churches.